presence and your awesome anointing in this place. A sense of fellowship is very dear to your heart. That the people of God will come together and love one another. That this is the place that we can come and receive help. Be who we really are, with the expectation of becoming who you say we are, because we have not arrived. But in that process of time, through this thing called life, once we are born again of the Spirit of God, the government of the kingdom demands that we submit ourselves to an apostolic leader. And leaders appointed in the house of God to impart, to bring deliverance, to bring healing, to bring correction, to point toward destiny, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. And to establish our place as an ambassador of heaven on earth, communicating spirit to spirit with a holy God who has ordered, once we are born again, our footsteps to ancient pathways, to live the good life, predestined, foreordained. You actually finished us before you began us. And we delight ourselves in you on today as we prepare to receive an impartation of your word to perfect us for that process. We expect to touch another level of glory on today. We expect to receive more wisdom and understanding concerning who you are, Lord Jesus, who is the great head of this company of believers, and to discover who we are in you, so that we would not live this life and not hear you say, "Servant, well done." So we pray today, in the presence of your holiness, that you would allow the revelatory gift of the Holy Spirit to be so prevalent in this place today that every one of us will know that we have had a divine encounter with the Godhead. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way in this place. Have your way. Thank you, Jesus. Touch every person from the oldest to the youngest. Heal every person, because Jesus, you paid the price in full through our new and better covenant. Deliver every person. Prosper every person. Cause us to walk in the fullness of our inheritance as sons of the kingdom. Open our eyes and allow us to see in the spirit on today everything that you will minister through this word. It will not fall on deaf ears. We decree and declare that every hearer will also see, not with the five senses, but spirit to spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your divine encounter in this place on today. Save to the utmost. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may take your seat in the presence of God. we began at the beginning of this year to release revelation concerning the supernatural law of identification. And I shared with you that my reason for releasing these great messages is because God showed me that we have a whole generation of people who don't have a clue who they are. They're looking for their identity in everything. And because Satan knows his lease is running out, he's providing things for them that people in my generation never even had to be concerned about. There's things that you younger parents have to pray about that our parents never had to pray about. There are end time hordes of demons that's been released against this next generation to let most of them never see their 40th birthday, which is a generation. And so God said that we as a people must understand where the problem is so that we could be change agents and begin to minister to this next generation who they really are in God. And that anything that they try to connect to, whether it be education, whether it be a career, no matter what it is that the world would offer them, that their real identity is found in Christ Jesus. That God has books with their names in it, that he foreordained and created pathways, we call them ancient paths, for them to walk in. But a lot of them don't even know God. We have a percentage that is so superiorly higher than when we were growing up in my era of young people that don't know God and have taken unto themselves many gods. And God said he's a jealous God and we are to have no other God besides him. So when I was growing up, it was almost unheard of that people didn't go to church on Sunday. Now, it's all kinds of things from establishments being open and forcing our children to work on Sunday. And we go along with it like it's nothing wrong with it. Where the Jewish people would never tolerate it. And so we have given our children the impression that God really is not all of that. And we have allowed a whole generation of young people to escape a relationship with God. And many of them are sitting up in our churches and still don't know God. Because we have a generation of parents that don't know the importance of warfaring and praying through and anointing with oil and making declarations over their children and insisting that if you live in my house, you go on to church. They have options that we never had. Even if our parents departed from church, they made sure we went. They had enough sense to know you need to be there. Now, you know they needed to, but that was the beginning of the downfall. And now we have people that will golf all day Sunday. We have churches specifically set up to just be 1 hour so that you can be free to do whatever you want on Sunday. Which the Bible lets us know that this is, to the born-again believer, the Lord's day. The entire day belongs to God. So there's people that would never join our church, even though they love what we offer. They watch us on TV, but they got to be free to do their own thing on Sunday. And they say, we stay too long. This is God's day. But they would stay at their jobs longer. We have an identity problem, and God is holding us responsible to fix it. So one of the things the Holy Spirit has been conversating with me a lot lately is that The Lord Jesus Christ, after his death, burial, and resurrection, and ascension back to heaven, has a present day ministry to the church that most of you don't even have a clue what it is. And the Lord said to me that the present day ministry of Christ Jesus has been so neglected by most Christians that there are many in the body of Christ that only think of the Lord's death and resurrection. They're excited that he got up on Easter Sunday. They do not know that when Jesus sat down on the right hand of the Father, he began to live for us in as much reality as he did when he died for us. We all appreciate and we all understand that what he went through on the cross, everybody knows about Calvary. They've made movies about the crucifixion of Christ. But nobody really has revelation of what Jesus is doing for you and I, the born again believer, today and every day of his life. And the Lord showed me that because of it, come on somebody, many of us are wearing out. God said, tell the saints that Satan's assignment is to wear the saints of God out. Because though you hear the word preached, and many of you believe what he's done, you believe it, you believe it, you believe it. But when you go through your day-to-day situations, you feel as though you're alone. And where is God? Doesn't he see what I'm going through? I feel all alone. I have nobody to talk to. Where is God? And it's because most of us don't have revelation on what Jesus is doing for us on a regular day to day. Hallelujah. And so I'm here on an assignment for the next few weeks as Jesus tarries to impart in you through the Holy Spirit of God revelation that the believers lack concerning the Lord's present day ministry.